This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm looking at this article that says the average person, actually less than 1%, actually tips their Uber driver. Now, okay, that's not cool. That's actually not cool at all, people. And I'm, you know, I waited tables when I was in medical school. And so, you know, only making $2 an hour base and then, you know, not getting tipped if I did a crappy job or if I did a great job. Was kind of devastating because I had to make my money on the tips. And I think Uber drivers, correct me if I'm wrong, they average about $25 an hour. They say Lyft drivers average about $35 an hour. You guys probably know more than I, because a lot of you guys out there, Uber and Lyft. And, but that's an hour, and it's your gas, it's your car, it's your insurance, it's your wear and tear, it's your safety. It's not that much money. In fact, they say a lot of people don't feel like they, you know, it's worth it to do full-time Uber or full-time Lyft. And then when you find out that the average person doesn't even tip you, I think we need to start talking tips, okay? I know hairdressers don't get tipped the way they should. You know, what should be the normal tip? Well, this is debatable, okay? Remember it used to be 15%, then 20%. Now they're even saying 25. And don't get mad. Don't get mad. We're going to play devil's advocate. I agree. I think 25% is too much. I do. I think this whole tipping thing is a sham. All right. I think it's a way for employers to pay their employees less. So I was making $2 an hour. Restaurants make it a crap load of money. And they're like, that's okay. I have practically free labor because she's going to get tips. And so, you know, we have this industry now, whether tons of industries now, where, you know, you're going to get a service, you have to pay the restaurant, but if you want your server or your driver or your delivery person or your stylist to get paid, you need to pay them separately. And I think that's actually bullcrap. I mean, if I'm a customer and I'm paying X amount of money, we talked about this, I used to do these birthday parties at some of these places where the kids could just go crazy, you know, and jump around rooms with, you know, bouncy castles, and there's bouncy castles up to the ceiling, and, you know, it's a really, really fun place. But they would charge a pretty large amount that included staff. But then at the end, they're like, you also have to tip the staff. And I'm like, well, then why did you charge us so much? I mean, I could have hired my own staff and tipped them for less money. And so I think it's a scam. Same thing with, like, you know, pizza. You order pizza, they add a delivery charge. So you're like, okay, great, great. That means they're paying the driver. No, they're not. They're not paying the driver. That delivery charge is just for them. So that driver gets nothing from that except his hourly wage. So the consumer now has a tip on top of that. So my guess is when it comes to Uber, people, they put in their credit card, they pay the amount. I think there's also a service charge. And then at the end of the ride, they could also tag on an extra tip. Well, a lot of people are probably thinking, look, the ride's done. So do I really need to tip? It's done. I'm never going to see this person again. And that's another problem. With Uber and Lyft, you may never see them again. So it's easier for you to skate on the tip. Whereas, you know, if you go to your favorite restaurant and you go to, we were at the Eiffel Tower Paris Las Vegas restaurant. Chef Joe, I mean, the chef did phenomenal. The staff did phenomenal. It was a fantastic dinner. We tipped 30%. I mean, we're not stupid. We want to come back. We don't want people to think we're crappy tippers. I think 25-30% we tipped. But with Uber and Lyft, some people are probably thinking, you know what? I'm never going to see them again. Save the money. And then the other problem we have with tips is we have in Vegas a lot of hotels and valet. And so if you don't have time to park in the parking garage, you valet. Well, I always think you should tip as you walk in and you tip the valet to take your car. They'll take nice care of the car. You'll get the car back quickly. But a lot of people, no, they tip at the end. And that to me doesn't make sense because the service was already done. Yeah, you could tip for the service. But if you want to drop a 20, you know, or more, I think you're going to get better service. Why do that at the end? So, and valet drivers told me tip early. Tip early on. So I did that. And then I got into my car and the person was waiting for a tip. I go, yeah, but I tipped going in. And if they don't write it on the little slip, they don't know. So I think we need to have a discussion on what the hell we're supposed to do with tipping. Really quickly here in this study, just to go back to Uber, okay? Apparently the conclusion is Uber customers tipped on just 16% of the rides. Apparently men tipped more than women. Women Uber drivers, I think, got tipped more than men. Men tipping younger women. Okay, well, yeah, you see where that's going. Okay. Women are tipped more than men, but men tip more than women. Now, that's kind of shocking because a lot of us women were in the service industry. You'd think we would always be tipping. You know, but then women might be like, you know what, I want to get out of the car. You know, just go leave and see ya. So, minimum wage laws are starting to shake that up a little bit. Because what they're saying is, look, you can't pay your employee $2 an hour or $4 an hour, expect them to live on the tips. Even tipped employees have to have federal minimum wage. So that's going to solve a lot of that problem. It's going to hurt a lot of employers who were kind of, you know, keeping their labor costs down. So you and I are going to see a lot of prices go up this next year. And, you know, but the idea that the employer should be compensating the employee, I think, is solid. Employers should be the ones compensating the employee. In fact, I think in Japan, you don't tip. In a lot of European countries, you don't tip because it's on the employer. The employer is supposed to make sure their employees get good money. So these Uber drivers, guys, realize they don't make a lot. And whatever service charges, it looks like, is included, that they don't get. Right? And then on top of that, Uber and Lyft take, you know, a piece because they're the ones that got you the job. So, you know, tip better. I don't know, maybe tip your Uber driver $5, maybe? I like a 5 or a 10 sometimes when you can't figure out 15 or 20%. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember last week we talked about how methamphetamine is on the rise. As we're trying to fight the opioid crisis, we're seeing more overdose deaths in meth. Well, here we have some of the latest data. Fentanyl remains the deadliest drug in the U.S., but in some areas, methamphetamine is surpassing fentanyl and killing more people. A new report from the CDC found that fentanyl is the drug most commonly identified in fatal overdoses. In 2017, fentanyl was associated with a 38.9% of all drug overdose deaths, an increase from 2016. When it was associated with 29% of all fatal overdoses. This is the second year that the CDC analyzed fatal overdoses this way. In 2017, heroin was associated with 22.8% of all fatal overdoses. cocaine, also a stimulant, as well as methamphetamine, not also in terms of heroin. Heroin is an opiate. Cocaine was involved in 21.3% of fatal overdoses. Methamphetamine was 13.3%. But it's rising. Other drugs linked to overdose deaths are benzodiazepines, diphenhydramine. Do you guys know what that is? That's in Benadryl. And gabapentin, an anticonvulsant. Now, if we just stop and go, why are people dying of Benadryl or gabapentin? Well, Benadryl helps people sleep. We have a sleeping disorder crisis. Benzodiazepines also help people sleep. Some people say it's their happy pill. I don't really notice anything like that. I notice it makes you kind of sleepy. Gabapentin we use for pain disorders. These are not, you know, drugs that you get your you know, poops and giggles with. Which means people are overdosing because they have medical issues. And part of me wonders if some of them are doing it on purpose. Now, I want to look something up here. Fentanyl, though, still the most common drug of these overdose deaths. I want to see who the biggest fentanyl... fentanyl supplier is. Janssen is, but in terms of the generic, yeah, I think Janssen Pharmaceuticals also makes generic as well of that. So that's why Janssen has been involved in a lot of lawsuits. You don't hear about Janssen as much as you hear Johnson & Johnson and Teva and all sorts of other, Purdue. But fentanyl is the most common drug involved in these fatal overdoses. They say there's a geographic divide. The drug most likely to be involved in states in the eastern United States, but get this, in the western half of the country, methamphetamine is surpassing it. According to CNN and the CDC, overdose death rates involving psychostimulants, including methamphetamines and cocaine, have been rising since 2010. In 2017, the number of people dying from overdoses involving these psychostimulants rose above 10,000, an increase from 37% the year before. So, again, we have this witch hunt against pharmaceutical companies, and we really need the data on what people are dying of. And before we start laying blame and asking companies to pay for, retribution, here we have methamphetamine, we have cocaine, we have people getting illegal fentanyl. Just because somebody made a drug to help a cancer patient, does that mean they, are really, really responsible and should be vilified for overdose deaths? They say methamphetamine was the drug most frequently involved in overdose deaths in Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Nevada, Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. But fentanyl, along with white powder heroin, more commonly seen east of the Mississippi. Mexican black tar and brown powder heroin, more commonly found west of the Mississippi. Now, in 2017, that's the latest year in which complete data was available, they said more than 70,000 people died from drug overdoses. Now, remember, we tried to head this off in 2016 when we had about 60-some thousand cases. It kept rising. They said opioids such as fentanyl and heroin represented about 68% of these deaths. So, all right, what does that mean? Why are we spending so much time on this? Well, one is, we have still drug crisis, okay? We've had a war on drugs now for decades, and we still do. But the other thing that I'm really, really bothered about is when I see time, energy, and money spent fighting the wrong people. Okay, I'm a doctor. I'm a family doctor. I do telemedicine now. And one of the number one complaints I get from people isn't that they have a loved one that overdosed. Is they're in pain and they can't find anybody to write a medication. whether it's a Xanax or a, you know, Flexeril for muscle relaxant or a pain medication, they're having trouble finding people to write these medications. That's a problem. That's a huge crisis. Listen, I don't want 70,000 people dying a year. I don't want people doing drugs and dying. I don't want people accidentally overtaking the prescription. But it doesn't sound like these are people accidentally overtaking a prescription. These sound like people who are very dependent on drugs. You could try to claim that an opioid company caused that dependence because of marketing schemes, but I think that's a weak argument. And here we are, feeling like we're doing something. Look at this. You know, we made all these pharmaceutical companies pay millions of dollars to Ohio and Kentucky. Yeah, we're fighting the opioid crisis. No, you're not. You are not fighting the opioid crisis. You have Beto O'Rourke and Andrew Wang Yang telling people to put, you know, veterans and people in pain on. Was it them that I don't remember what happened at the last Democratic convention, or last Democratic debate, but recommending to put all our veterans on marijuana for pain control instead of opioids. If anybody knows anything about pain relief, that is not an adequate substitute. Marijuana helps some people with their pain, not everybody. And once you start using marijuana, you get kind of tolerant to it. So, you have a pain crisis. You have a crisis where people want to do drugs. You have an addictive crisis. And it's rising. And what are we doing? We're suing pharmaceutical companies. And some people argue, well, that's good because now we have money for programs. All right. If you think that's going to help solve the crisis because now we have money coming in, I get it. We'll have some money to work with for rehab centers and mental health professionals. But I don't see if that, I don't see where is the narrative or where is the discussion on what actually needs to be done with this money. If they're going to use that money to help fight opioid prescriptions and to, you know, lobby legislators to crack down on doctors writing Lortab and oxycodone, that's not solving our opioid crisis. I'm telling you right now, not one of my prescriptions that was never refilled, that was just a 30-day prescription, made somebody turn around and overdose on fentanyl. But all the time and energy is being spent on us doctors and on the pharmaceutical companies. All right, what about why aren't we stopping getting fentanyl into this country? Why aren't we stopping, you know, illegal heroin getting into this country? Why aren't we taking these people who are, looks like, on Benadryl and gabapentin and benzodiazepines and finding new cures for their pain, for their issues? Okay, being in pain stinks. My back was out for 2 weeks. I couldn't take it anymore. I was done. And the ibuprofen wasn't cutting it. But I didn't want to take a pain medication because that wears off and then I get a headache. But when you're in pain, and that was just 2 weeks. I can't imagine 20 years. So everybody's kind of acting like they're doing something, and that's they're not addressing the real problem. I want to hear in the coming weeks how you're going to stop illegal drugs from coming in, how you're going to help people who are fighting or have pain issues, and how are you going to reopen up the gates to allow patients to get something for pain if they broke their arm, for crying out loud. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a Baltimore church this morning,
let us acknowledge that God truly blessed America with the life and legacy of Elijah E. Cummings.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi eulogizing the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at 68.
Master of the House, may he rest in peace, Elijah Cummings. Thank you all so much.
Also speaking at the funeral, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. California still fighting several wildfires. In the northern part of the state, the Kincade Fire has now covered over 22,000 acres since just Wednesday and remains only 5% contained. Actress Felicity Huffman out of prison after serving just 10 days for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back some Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so today is a very, very, very happy day because my little baby Takatitaji turned 17 today. And I should be depressed that my baby is 17, because then that makes it even harder for me to lie about my age. But I'm not depressed. It just, he's my baby boy, and he's becoming a big boy, and he's just, oh, Dr. Tushy, oh my gosh, I can just eat. Oh my God, my baby, I love so much, I can eat. And we're going to go to a hockey game, thanks to my big bro, Steven, and little sis, Marcy, gave us their tickets, so we're going to go to the hockey game. So it's going to be a great day. Then I got to head out to Phoenix for a reunion. But I just, you know, I don't talk about my kids to the degree that I want to on this show, because I think it bores people, you know, when we just talk about our kids. But I think my story with my kids kind of relates to a lot of you guys, so I'm going to bring it up. Okay, so don't worry, I'm not going to talk about the conception. You know what, I won't talk about the conception. Okay, look, I might as well. People, it's funny, whenever I go and I speak to student groups or I speak at universities, they want to know about when did I decide to get pregnant and you know, was it easy? Was it an accident? Did we plan? Totally planned. Again, with the help of God, thank God. But when I was in medical school, I was always thinking, I got to get married and I got to have babies, because I didn't want to be advanced maternal age. And so I got married my fourth year of medical school. Thank God my husband proposed to me, because I was going to choreograph that sucker if I had to. I was going to be like, no, you got to propose here. So he proposed to me Valentine's weekend. That following December, we got married, fourth year medical school. You got 2 weeks off in medical school. And so I used those 2 weeks to get married and go on a honeymoon. And then I'm like, okay, well, we got to get pregnant. But internship, 36-hour shifts, not easy to have babies. So we waited until I was a second-year resident, and we got pregnant the summer between my second year and my third year, which is basically one day, okay, and to have my first kid. And so that I could give birth 9 months later, although roughly it ended up being 8 months later, don't ask, so I could be at the end of my third-year residency, so I could have all my hard classes and my hard rotations done, deliver all the babies I had to, because you were given a lot of pregnant moms to deliver. Since I was the only girl in my residency year, I got all the, you know, I got all the pregnant women. And because the guys are like, oh, you want a female resident? Oh, darn. Well, we do have one. And I'm like, man, you guys aren't delivering any babies. What the hell? So I had a lot of deliveries and stuff. But it was okay, because I was pregnant, they were pregnant. You know, our uteri could communicate, could bond. So then, and we're talking about Stone now, so I give birth to him, I start going into labor during one of my rotations, but it just, 5 days later, it took 5 days for him to come out. In fact, they even sent me home. I had low fluid, I was contracting, I'm like, let me go home, celebrate Corey's birthday, I missed the dog. So after 5 days of labor, we had Stone. Now, when Stone, my big boy, Stony Fishy, okay, and we called him Stone, actually, I didn't call him Stone, I called him Fishy when he was in my uterus. We called him Fishy because he would swim around a lot. And then for some reason, when I saw him, I called him Taki. So I've been calling him Taki. You know, hey, Taki, when he's a little younger. And when I talk to the kids, it's always with an accent. I don't usually talk to them in this voice unless I'm mad. But then if I'm really mad, an accent comes out. So I'm like, oh, Taki, what you do? Oh, my little Taki Tushy. Hi, Taki, where you be? And so he was Taki. Now, I fell in love with him. I fell in love with him so much that even though I always wanted to have two kids, and I always wanted to have two boys, at least a room full of boys if I could. Don't ask. I just didn't think I could raise a girl very well. And when Taki was born, I was like, you know what? No more kids. I want everything I have for you. So any money in the bank is yours, right? Any breast milk is yours. Anything I own, my time, my love, my devotion is yours. I don't want to share it with another kid. And so after having my first kid, I'm like, I'm not going to have another kid. It's going to pull away from Stony Taki Tushy. No, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Well, then I was with my friend Cassandra, and she was planning on getting pregnant again, and she had a baby, Hollis. And I go, you know, why are you going to have a second kid? Because I'm thinking I don't want to take anything away from Stone. And she's like, well, because if I'm gone, who's going to take care of her, Hollis? I'm like, I didn't realize that. So I loved my first son so much that I'm like, you know what? I'll have a second kid just to take care of you. Okay? So, again, we planned it perfectly. So on my son's second birthday, we conceived. I, like, within 2 days already went through all this. I knew I was pregnant right away. And at that point, I already had my office, so I didn't really have any sick leave. So I went back to work 3 days later, brought Brock, now we have Brock, okay, whose birthday it is today, to the office. And I basically, you know, had babysitters, and I just tried to make it work. And Brock he was, I'm not going to go too much into labor, but this kid, I mean, he couldn't wait to get out. In fact, we actually gave birth to him a month early. Not that he was premature, it just, he just stopped growing. He's like, I'm done. I'm 7 pounds. Get me out of here. And, I mean, I don't know much about how my uterus looks, right? You know, I mean, I thought it was pretty comfortable. You know, we had a TV, an Xbox in there. I had everything for him in there, but he wanted out. So, he gets out, and I call him Taki number two, which already, unfortunately, sets the stage for him being second to my firstborn. And we call him Taki two. And he's going along fine with this whole Taki two thing. But he looks at me like he's been on this earth before. And he just, he's not like Stone. He's this kid that looks like he could read my thoughts and is smarter than me. And I'm now scared of Taki two. I'm like, okay, so I got Taki two. And Taki two, he's been here before. He's been on this earth before. I know it. So I start falling in love with him. I start getting very protective of him, probably because I'm scared of him. Now Stone is off doing his own thing, so I'm like, okay, good. I could be a good mommy. Now I'm like, no more babies, because now I love these two. I don't want anybody messing with my babies, so no more babies. We decide to close up shop, and he's in school one day, and he tells his teachers that he had a sister, because they asked, you know, do you have any brothers or sisters? He goes, I had a sister, you know, but she died. And they go, really? So I'm at parent-teacher conference, right? And they go, sorry, we heard you lost, you know, a daughter. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, Brock said that his sister died. Oh, that was his previous life. He would come up with, as a kid, these things that, I mean, he described his mom as being in a long dress with her hair up, so some weird Victorian thing. So Brock has always been, and I know I call him Taki Tashi, my little cupcake Tashi or whatever. He's always been this kid that just has some weird, keen sense of something else. Now, he doesn't talk about that anymore. I guess the older you get, the more you lose whatever dimension you had access to. Now, I mean, he just seems like a real kid. But when I look at both my kids, Taki and Taki 2, or Fishy 1 and Fishy 2, I'm blown away by how amazing they are. And do I have regrets? I have huge regrets. My biggest regret is I worked during most of childhood. I worked 80, 100-hour weeks, and now they're 19 and 17. My Taki Tashi is now 17 years old, and I want to go back and talk to him about his other mommy, who I think he probably liked more than me, or talk to them about, you know, all the cool stuff that 4 or 5-year-olds talk about. Now, you know, all we get to talk about are pimples and condoms. I mean, I wanted to talk about boogers, you know, and farts and things like that. So the moral to all this is your babies, God willing, all of I, are going to age, and they're going to become big boys, and they're not going to want, you know, tickle tummy anymore, or you to, you know, I don't know, you know, eat their tippy toes and accuse their teeth of being toes and their toes of being teeth. They aren't going to want that stuff anymore. So do it when you can, all right? And when you have them, just hug them and kiss them. And even if they're like 25, they still like a little snuggle, and they still like old mommy, you know, an old daddy. But my baby's 17. I love him so much. I love you, Brock.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so There's a lot of discussion on freedom of speech. There's a lot of debate on what that means. And from what I'm picking up, freedom of speech varies depending on who interprets the Constitution their way. So there's a study that came out saying the majority of Americans want to change the First Amendment. Now, people have been wanting to change what our founding fathers have created for years. Everybody thinks the Constitution is outdated. I remember when Obama won, people wanted to change the Electoral College. Then when Hillary won, people wanted to change the Electoral College, and everybody was going back and forth going, no, I guess our founding fathers were right about the Electoral College. If we didn't have the Electoral College, then New York and L.A. would decide every election. So, you know, there was a lot of brilliance, you know, that was, you know, obviously a main ingredient in the formation of our laws and of our framework for our republic. However, some things might be outdated. We do have a lot of issues now that the Constitution may have difficulty guiding us with. I mean, still we have debate with abortion. The idea of aborting a pregnancy, even though it might have existed back then, wasn't something that, you know, would have been included in our Constitution because it wasn't a very, very common occurrence. You know, most women who got pregnant kept their pregnancy. They didn't want to kill the pregnancy, stop the pregnancy. If a doctor felt like they had to, you know, to save her life, it was done. They did what they could to save the person's life if they knew what they were doing. But nowadays, there's the concept of, well, you know, government cannot tell a woman what to do with her fetus. And there's an argument on, is a fetus a life or not? For anybody that understands biology, we're like, it's a living being. But the Constitution has to be interpreted to, does a fetus have rights? And are they allowed to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Well, the Supreme Court decided it didn't in Roe v. Wade. Whether that's going to be challenged again or not, that's, you know, for future books. But another issue that's coming up then is our freedom of speech. What is not considered freedom of speech? What is? What sort of speech is protected by the Constitution? If I want to call somebody a jerk, I could do that. But if I call somebody a jerk at work, I get fired. If I use foul language on air, I could lose my show and get fined. So is that freedom of speech? So we've kind of assumed that freedom of speech is liquid, fluid. There are words you should never say because they're basist and are biased and racist, yet those words are in songs all the time. I'm, you know, putting gas into my car, and I'm listening to somebody who I think was music from his motorcycle, and it was a really catchy rap song. It was, you know, and so I start listening to it, but then I hear the words, and I'm like, oh, can't say those words, but the rapper did. So we have words you can't say, and if you do say, you will lose your career. But you're able to sell a song with those words. So maybe we do need freedom of speech redefined. You know, there are people getting in trouble because they're using he or she to describe a person. Yet when somebody at the DMV said it because they didn't want to get in trouble for using he or she, they got in trouble for saying it. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And maybe we need somebody to come in and just say, okay, guys, this is let's redefine this now that things have changed. And this particular study was conducted by Campaign for Free Speech. They claim that the findings indicate free speech is under more threat than previously believed. 54% of Americans surveyed that they would prefer possible jail time for hate speech. 57% felt that the government should take action against newspapers and TV stations that publish content that is biased, inflammatory, or false. 54% of respondents felt like consequence for media personnel should be nothing more than a ticket. 49% said Facebook should monitor and restrict offensive speech and views. Now, going back to jail time for hate speech. Now, a lot of us will say, okay, yeah, if you're spewing out racist remarks, okay, there should be a penalty. But once you allow jail time for something that people, you know, can construe as hate speech, we go back to that issue where somebody was in trouble for saying he or she or her. Didn't a teacher just get fired because she didn't refer to one of her transgender girls as a he, but still refer to the child by the name they wanted to? So the problem we have is, even if the majority of us can agree that, you know, you cannot, you know, spew out racist comments, we have people reminding us that a lot of other comments are racist. So the okay sign is now bad. I mean, I've used the okay emoji a lot. But, in fact, when we test people's dexterity and abduction of their thumb, we have people give us the okay sign. In fact, when I have to x-ray a person's hand, I make them do the okay sign so I could see all fingers. When you have to do a lateral view of the hand, we do the okay sign so I could see all the fingers. Well, the okay sign may be anti-Semitic because apparently some white supremacists are using it now as a sign. So how are we going to define hate speech? This is a poll, and I don't know how many people were polled. 1,000. Okay, so it's not the majority of the U.S. But the majority of them were between 21 and 38. They felt that hate speech should be against the law. 46% of Generation Xers and some 46% of baby boomers felt hate speech should also be against the law. And then as terms of punishment, Americans said they would prefer possible jail time. So like I said, for the obvious issues, you know, I think we're in agreement with that. But once you start to allow there to be those precedents of, okay, you said that a word and you're going to jail, then, okay, you did an okay sign. That's, you need to go to jail. I was saying, okay, what's wrong with the okay sign? The problem with coming up with these laws is you now need to reschool everybody on everything. You know, I never used the F word for gay men. All right. I had a lot of friends who were gay and they'd be like, oh, I'm an F. And I'm like, no, 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 stop it. Stop it. You're gay. So the F word, F-A-G word, all right, was something that was, I guess, very commonly used. I never liked it. I thought it was derogatory. And even when my gay friends used it, it just kind of bothered me. But we got the memo. And we all don't use that word anymore. So, I don't know. I mean, do we have enough time to school everybody on words that you can't use? The reason I bring that up is you have a lot of older people that use that word and they don't even think it's racist anymore. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.